I'm now joined with Independent Councillor Damien O'Farrell to speak about how dog faeces has become the most common contaminant in local bathing waters. Good afternoon, Damien. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny.
Damien, according to laboratory analysis of the bacteria present in seawater samples at Dublin beaches, during the course of 2021, it was found that dog faeces was the most frequently detected and at times reached very high levels. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, Johnny. I believe I've always had an understanding that dog waste was very potent with all the different waste, all the different pet waste. The dog waste was particularly potent. It says that the bacterial contamination of our rivers, our lakes, our shores, it contains nutrients as well that lead to excessive algae growth. And that upsets the natural balance. It's harmful to fish and other animals that rely on water. It's the most common reason for our beaches to close. And it's very harmful to to humans who participate in swimming. And another way it gets into our waters, it's on footpaths, it's on streets, it's in open green areas, and it's washed away then, and it's carried by rainwater into our drainage system, which in turn storm drains or whatever. And that in turn then it's transported into our rivers and our seas. So it's not just the dog waste down at the beach that gets into our seawater.
All right. Yeah, sorry to cut across you there. I believe that just one dog fell can contaminate a water area the size of a tennis court. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what its Environmental Protection Section spokesperson mentioned that recently. That's what I said. It's particularly potent. There's been a particular lack of enforcement in Dublin City Council. There's been 27 fines in the last 5 years. There's been no fines given out in 2021. And people have been saying, and I would agree, there's not enough litter wardens. You never see a litter warden around. So we need to increase the number of litter wardens. And I think the Environmental Protection Section are looking at that at the moment. And they don't have enough powers as well. Like at the moment, you have to have a guard at present. If a person doesn't want to give you their name and address, you have to have a guard at present with you to require them to give the name and address. And that's very difficult then for wardens to be given out tickets. It's hard to identify the owners of a dog. But we've had positive initiatives to look after this. We've given over half a million dog poo bags every year. We've used stenciling on our streets, no dog fouling. We've education in our schools, an education campaign, awareness campaigns, outdoor advertising, radio ads. Only for COVID, there was a lot of messaging used. A lot of the outdoor advertising space, we'll be using that space again. You know, we had a poster competition in schools through education. Like, it all comes down to people. People are the problem. It's people, the dog owners, it's people that are unresponsible pet owners that don't give a toss. It's the same people who are littering. They're the same people who are fly tip. They don't use their bins properly. They fly tip. They litter our parks and our shores and all. It's the same group of people, and it's very difficult to do anything about it. There's a sort of an attitude problem, an attitudinal problem with a small section of our community, and they just don't not clean up after their dogs, and it's totally acceptable. And also some people then they put their poo in bags, but they don't take it home with them and all that. And I can have a small bit of sympathy for them, as I do believe that the council should provide more receptacles for dog poo bags. But if there isn't a receptacle there, people should be bringing the dog poo bags home.
Okay, would it be possible to enforce stronger bylaws for dog restrictions?
Well, I think they're looking at that at the moment. And one of the things they're doing is we're trying to increase the number of litter wardens and also to giving them more powers. Like I mentioned that at the moment, it's very difficult for them. They have to identify the owner of the dog. And an owner isn't compelled to give their name and address to a litter. So sometimes then, quite often, Dublin City Council, the wardens will go out with guarders. They'll go out to particular black spots and they'll do some spot checks and they'll with a guard there to get people's names and address. But you can't be doing that all the time, you know. But we are looking at ways to give litter wardens more powers. So that's something that I believe the Environmental Protection Area are looking at that.
Okay. I believe that earlier this year Antosh informed local councillors that they needed to keep dogs off Blue Flag beaches during bathing season if they wanted to retain the EU allocated award, and also for other beaches who are seeking, you know, to get the award. What's your view on this?
Yeah, look, this is a difficult issue. We've one beach in Dublin City Council, one main beach in Stolymount Strand, and we have animals there. And there's seals down at the far end of the beach, so there has been incidences of dogs interfering with them. So I think we're looking at ways at the moment, and this is going to be discussed with other councils. We're looking at ways that maybe having certain areas that the dogs can't go, possibly when you come in off the Causeway Road, that's one of the entrances onto Dollymount Beach, that there'll be no dogs to the left-hand side and it'll be dogs to the right-hand side. But I'm not in favour of keeping dogs off beaches, you know, a complete ban. I mean, that's people's pleasure. That's their favourite place, parks and beaches, dogs. I mean, you like to see people enjoying themselves. But there are these irresponsible dog owners that are going to ruin it for everybody. So, as I said, we look at that again, and another campaign is probably what we need. But you'll notice a lot more in Dollymount Beach. Now, this year, I think we are going to be introducing a new rules for dog owners. It's irresponsible dog owners that are ruining it for everybody else. You know, and that's what's going to happen if dogs are ever banned off Dollymount. It won't be the fault of councillors. It won't be the fault of Dublin City Council. It'll be the fault of irresponsible dog owners who are not looking after the dogs properly, not cleaning up the waste, and not being under control. But I wouldn't like to see that happen. I do think that dogs should be welcomed down on the beach, and they should be there, but in designated areas, I think is the best thing, and in designated times.
Okay. As you mentioned earlier, the council have plans to, you know, put additional and stronger measures in place to address the issue. Can that be done before the bathing season begins?
I think so, yeah. We're looking at more at the moment. We're looking at maybe increasing the activity of wardens down on the beach and maybe having rangers there. That's something that we're talking about at the moment. There's a Dollymount, a Bull Island plan that councillors are discussing at the moment. And there is an oversight forum, a group with representatives of the council and new beach users, maybe water sports residents. And that's one of the issues that we're looking at. And I think everybody sees that there needs to be more enforcement. There needs to be more responsibility from the irresponsible dog owners.
Okay. From your observations, what's the current position in relation to dog fouling on Bull Island and Dollymount Strand? Because they're based on your local electorate area, if I'm right.
Yeah, I notice, and I've heard back feedback, the Bull Island Action Group do a fantastic job there doing cleanups down on the beach. And the feedback from them is a lot of people do clean up their dog dirt, you know, and they bag it, but they don't often take it off the strand, which is very disappointing. They leave it there. And the worst thing somebody can do is bury it. And that's the worst thing that people do. Some people, I've heard that people bury their dog poo. You know, that's the worst thing you can do, because a kid can dig that up another day. It'll come back to bite us. It'll come back to bite their family and the ecosystem and all that. So that's the worst thing you do. But I'm hearing that people do bag their dog dirt, but they don't take it off the beach. So we're looking at maybe having one or two more receptacles down there, and also, and again, more of a campaign to ask people. And I think an educational campaign with people going down there and mixing with people and walking up and down the beach and talking to dog owners and giving out dog bags, that type of thing. It's mainly through education. Yeah, there's an enforcement element and an educational element, and that they sort of have to run hand in hand. But people have to become more responsible. And if they're not, and if they don't, there is a possibility that dogs will be off the strand. But I mean, as I said before, I wouldn't like that to happen.
No, it's kind of like family. Let's go to the beach and leave the dog at home, away from his favourite place.
Yeah, you couldn't. That wouldn't like to see. But the fault of that, you know, the fault is the irresponsible dog owners. And I'm sorry for I repeat that point, but it's a people, it's a person problem. It's not a dog problem. It's a person problem. It's an owner problem. And there's just some very selfish people out there. That's the reality.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, Damien, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, that's great. Thanks very much, Johnny. Thanks for having me on. It is a very worthwhile subject. Been there since I think I got onto the council in 2009. It was a big issue with me then. Councillors after me in another 10 or 15 years, I've no doubt it'll be a big issue then. Which is disappointing that it doesn't seem to be eradicated, but that's the situation. And thanks again for highlighting it on your show, Johnny.
Oh, you're most welcome, Damien. Thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, and all the very best. Take care.
So all the best then, Johnny. Take care, and thanks very much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Now, that was Independent Councillor Damien O'Farrell talking about how dog feces has become the most common contaminant in our local bathing waters.